Who would win in a hot dog eating competition? Homer Simpson or Peter Griffin? It's either a Simpson or a Family Guy. Choose wisely.
Would you rather be Amish for the rest of your life or lose a limb of your choice?
Okay, it's the end of the world. What song are you playing on your radio while the world is ending?
What's the smallest amount of money you would reach into a toilet to grab?
Welcome to Barcast Comedy, where semi-pro comedians, Zach and Old School Kurt, answer crazy would-you-rather questions. No Old School Kurt today, but I am joined with stand-up comic, Jocelyn Sharp.
Thank you for joining
us. Whoa! I'm so happy to be here. In my own house.
Close enough to have a bar. Back up. So let's just dive right into this. We don't like long intros on this show.
Yes!
The question we ask everybody is, have you ever been in a bar fight?
Yes.
You have?
I've actually been in a bar fight that was a comedy show bar fight. So I was talking about this last night, actually, or this weekend. Twice, I have gone from a comedy show to the emergency room.
Oh.
One time, so there used to be a show Wednesday nights in Vegas called Lucy's Lounge. It was a Raiders bar on the east side, and it was a gnarly bar. Like, comics had knives pulled on them, like guns would get pulled out. Like, it was, my best friend literally ran through the kitchen one time because he saw a gun get pulled on a comic. Like, it was full on war zone comedy, like just the craziest. And you think that would be the place that I got in a fight, but it's not. So that time I went to the ER because I got in a dance battle with my comic friend and I dropped it very low, never came back up again. So long story short, I had like blown my knee out. But the time that it was a fight was, there was actually a bunch of us that got hurt. That this is kind of a legendary Vegas story. So there used to be a comic around named Michael J. Herbert. He had like a curly Q mustache. Everybody kind of knew who he was, and in Vegas. And one night he got a pint glass smashed in his face by this group of hecklers. Now, it was at this dive bar show we had on Wednesday nights, and that group of hecklers was completely separate from the group of hecklers that was bothering me. So during his set, those people got upset with him. He ran out into the parking lot. She had a pint glass. She smashed it in his face. It cut his face open from here to here. And then I'm on stage trying to get through my set. Those people are driving off. And as I'm on stage, this lady like walks through my set. It starts screaming at me. And I mentioned something rude about her face or whatever. And she was like, oh, well, shut up, you stupid fat bitch. And I was like, give me 5 minutes. That's the next part of my set. And I'll talk about that. Like, we don't have to do this. Yeah. And she threw a bottle of liquor at the stage and it exploded everywhere. And so the stage was wet and I was trying to get through my set. This was like so normal, by the way, for how I came up as a Vegas comic, as you could tell. So this is why I go to Colorado so much to do comedy, for anyone who's wondering. No, Vegas is way better now than it was, but it was gnarly back then. So I see in the background, the host of the show is in the back and the chick that was heckling me, he's like trying to escort her out and she's trying to swing on him. And I'm like, well, if she's going to swing, I'm going to go over there because he's not going to be able to hit her back and she's just going to wail on him. And so I had forgotten that there was a broken bottle of liquor and I stepped off the stage and I literally twisted my ankle so bad the bar fight was over before it had begun.
Without even swinging, you got taken out.
Yeah, I took myself out of the bar fight. So it was pretty bad. I ended up in the ER. I was like literally up till 2 a.m. crying, trying to make refried beans so I could take my Vicodin. Like, it was a bad night.
That is a wild comedy club.
It was not a comedy club. It was a Chicago Bears bar that every Wednesday night they had a comedy contest. And it was like one of the best shows in town. It was super fun. But every once in a while, you'd get a rowdy crowd would be in there. And
all right. Would you rather be Amish for the rest of your life or lose a limb? You can choose the limb. It's like you just got to go live with the Amish. No technology. I don't know. Go build farms.
I'll lose my left arm. It's useless anyways.
Left arm?
Yeah, it's useless. I can't do anything with it. Like, I used to tell a joke about how masturbating with my left arm felt like somebody who didn't want to masturbate me was masturbating me. Like, I'm so useless with my left hand. It's really embarrassing.
There's no reason for that. You're like, forget that. I'm not going to live with the Amish.
No, I love my technology. I'm a gamer. Literally, I couldn't live without my PlayStation and my iPad and my phone.
Oh, yeah. Driving
fully
crazy.
An iPad toddler. I own it.
It's like I saw the PGA Masters. They have no phones allowed at the tournament for all the spectators. They lock them all up.
It's like going to a Dave Chappelle show.
I was like, that's crazy. For a golf tournament, too, like trying to find your friends. How do you meet up with people there? Like,
you don't. Like, you just don't split up. Like, that's how it is at some concerts here in Vegas, and even some venues in Vegas have those. Like at Comedy Works in Denver, they have those bags you put your phones in, but like a lot of venues are instituting those now.
All right, who do you think would win in a hot dog eating competition? Homer Simpson or Peter Griffin?
Homer Simpson, for sure. Homer Simpson doesn't even chew. He would just gulp them down.
Yeah, I'd like to say Peter, but you never know with him. He'd probably like, he'd be in a cutscene doing something else instead.
Yeah, that's the thing, is he's too easily distracted by his random memories of cutscenes to other things that have happened in his life. And also, Peter Griffin is tangential, in some ways human, so sort of in our dimension, whereas Homer Simpson, you know, the yellow skin begets another dimension, and they've even made mention of it in episodes where, like, Homer will dimensionally travel and end up in the 3D world. Yeah. So I feel like he would have a higher stomach capacity just based on physics alone.
I'm with you on that. That's a good point. A burglar breaks into your house. What do you grab to defend yourself? No guns or knives allowed. Like, for me, I was thinking, I don't know, maybe, like, the pool stick or maybe the pool balls. You know, just start chucking them at him across the house.
That's smart. I would probably grab like the inside of my ninja blender.
The inside of the ninja. That
thing's regularly attacking me in my dishwasher. So if I feel like I threw that at a burglar, it would be disorienting enough where he would
get
like
an extension cord, plug it in, and then you chuck that thing while it's on, flying across the way.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my vibe.
That, or I was thinking, I don't know, maybe like my shower curtain rod.
It just becomes
that would be a good option, but shower curtain rods are so flimsy, and they're not they're barely reliable to hold up your shower curtain, let alone to beat off a robber.
All right, would you rather climb up or down the world's largest cell tower? There's no benefit to it. You just have to do it.
Down.
You're going down.
Down, because if I climb up, I have to climb down anyway.
Oh, that's a good point.
If it's like some reality where I get like,
what if a helicopter picks you up at the top?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would, oh, well, then I would rather climb up. If a helicopter picks me up at the top, I would rather climb up.
My thinking on that is, like, starting at the bottom's easier, because starting at the top, that's 0 to 100 to 0. Like, you know, you get acclimated to it climbing up.
And starting at the top and climbing down, you have to look down. But if you climb up, you can kind of sort of just blinders up.
Yeah,
I'm terrified of heights, so this is making me so anxious. On next question.
Let's get past that.
That's the worst would you rather I've ever been asked.
Oh, well, this next one's a great question. What's the smallest amount of money you would reach into a toilet to get? Clean toilet and dirty.
$1.
$1?
I'm not afraid of fecal matter. Like, what am I, a baby? I'm a grown woman.
Clean toilet, I'm with you on that. Dirty, what about dirty toilet?
Dirty toilet, $5.
$5.
Yeah. Listen, I have reached into a lot of things for worse and less.
Yeah. I was thinking like 20, maybe 50, depending on how dirty.
I'm very poor. So my standards are, you know, I think this is one of those questions that really tells you the value of somebody's life and a dollar for them.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a real job. So for me, I need that $5. That's a merch sale.
I ask comedians these questions all the time with money, and they're always like, yep, just give me the check. They're like, what is the option? I don't care. Like, I will cash that.
I'll take the money.
Choose your useless superpower. You have the superpower to fly only while blindfolded, or you can shoot water out of your hands, but it's like a little mist, you know, sprinkler, so it doesn't really do much.
Oh my God. Okay, so flying blindfolded would be useless. It would just be for like the butterflies. You would just have to like do flips in the air or whatever. I feel like the other one, the mist, could be much more useful, especially where I cook. So, you know, add a little mist to the rice before I put it in the microwave. You know, I feel like that could be useful. Yeah. Misting my herbs, my plants.
You got a heckler, you just start misting the crowd.
Yeah, I feel like the mist is a useful superpower. I think that got misnomered. I would take the mist, hands down.
I don't know. I feel like the fly I would take, I mean, I wouldn't get to use it that often, but I think it would be fun. I would be flying around my house, crashing into the walls all the time. You fly, you know, you just go for it. You're like, you know what? I'm just going to fly up really high, and I'm just going to fly really far that way, and we'll see where it gets me. And then you land, and you're like, oh, shit, Wyoming. All right, we got to go a little more this way.
Yeah, you won't be accurate, but you'll, you know, it's probably no easier than trying to drive a hot air balloon, I imagine. But I don't know. The hot air balloon pilots might disagree.
Yeah, I don't even know. Have you ever been in a hot air balloon?
No, I would never. I hate heights.
Those are crazy too. Like, you're just floating up there and you're like, you know, wherever this takes us.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate everything about it. There's so many human activities that I absolutely loathe. To me, it angers me because our ancestors were trying to survive. And then we're doing things like bungee jumping off 1,000-foot bridges.
Now we're trying to kill ourselves, eating Tide Pods.
Yeah, like, does nobody have a will to live?
All right, what was the first joke you told when you wanted to become a comedian?
It was a joke about something about domestic violence. I remember it was about how I was attracted to men in jumpsuits. It was something about liking men from prison or liking men in uniform, and that prisons also have uniforms or something along those lines.
I gotcha.
About that.
Okay. Do you have any hometown scandals, or like, what's your high school story, high school incident?
Bro, I'm from rural America. 25% of my graduating class is now a convicted pedophile. So I it's a pile of scandals. There's so many. A girl I went to high school with killed her stepmom for asking her to do chores. Let's see. Another family, they were hiding a convicted pedophile in their nuclear bunker on their farmland for 20 years.
They had a nuclear bunker too.
Yeah, they had a nuclear bunker. That's another one. Literally, I could go on and on and on. Oh, a girl I went to high school with got pregnant by a cop. Like, seriously, I am from rural America. The scandals are scandalous.
God dang, yeah. That question's always 50-50. It either goes something wild or it goes to just teacher sleeping with student.
Yeah, it's always, we had that too, of course.
Oh, I saw a good story. You hit yourself with your car.
Yeah.
You ran over. Can you explain to us how that happens?
Yeah, it's hard to, like, once I explain it, it makes sense. But I had already put the car in gear. So I was in reverse. I was getting ready to leave for a show. I was in the middle of the woods. My friends lived out there, so I was staying with them. And I hopped out of the car because a bug flew in my car, and I'm really afraid of bugs. And it was like a big wasp. And I'm from Nevada. In the desert, we don't have bugs. We have cockroaches and scorpions, and they mostly leave us alone. And so I didn't grow up like having to really deal with bugs that much. So I have a really low tolerance for anything that flies or has a lot of legs. And this was a huge, like, Oklahoma woods bug. And it was flying in my car. I freaked out. I jumped out of the car. When I jumped out, the car started to roll backwards and the door hit me. When the door hit me, it slammed me to the ground, and then it like slid up my body. But because my breasts are big, I'm like a doorstop. So when it got to my boobs, it literally wedged me and dragged me like down this hill. There was a pond at the bottom. I was screaming for my life. I tell people this all the time, but it makes me literally belly laugh thinking about how I was screaming for help. And I don't know how to make it make sense to people, but the way you sound when you think you're about to die is so hysterical to me. Like, because I was screaming so loud and no one could hear me. I'm in the middle of the woods in Oklahoma. I was screeching.
So did your car hit the lake? Did it stop?
Yeah, it was horrible. So then the car high centered on like a garden wall and everything was fine, but I was fucked up. I got like all kinds of road rash.
You gotta do the walk of shame, get up, get back in your car.
Yeah, I mean, I literally had to like get in my car, reverse it off the wall, go inside, wash my wounds out, and then I still had a show to do, so I had to get in my car and still drive to the show. So yeah.
Did you bring it up at the show, or did you just?
Oh, I had to, because my boob was bandaged because one of the people that lived on the land was a nurse, so the boob that had gotten like horrible road rash was bandaged, and so it was like literally like sticking out, like it literally looked like a stump. And then like a normal boob and then a stump.
Yeah, just
I had to address it or else the audience was gonna be like, what is wrong with her boob the whole time?
That's great. Do you have any crazy Uber experiences?
Ubers?
Yeah, or Lyfts?
A lot. I have a lot of tricks, especially for women. If you're like in an Uber and your Uber driver's being weird, I just start acting like I'm really Christian. Like, it really, I don't know why, but it really freaks them out. I was with a comic from Denver, Chester, and we were going back to my hotel after a show. and we were in an Uber, and the guy was really weird, and he kept commenting about how he likes to drink with younger people, and Chester looks really young, and he was asking her how old she was and how old we were and where we were hanging out and if it's like a hangout group and he'd love to hang out and all this. And I was like, oh, we're actually just a church group. And so we just started saying things like praise him, bless,
praise like, the Lord.
Literally he stopped talking.
You don't mind if we do our Bible study real quick here in the back?
Yeah, like I literally have found that to be the easiest hack. It's if you just act so Christian, they really don't want to interact with you. So that helps.
I realized too, I recently took an Uber and I forgot one time when I was drunk, I changed my Uber profile picture to this Buffalo Bills fan, like this 300-pound guy with no shirt on, just body painted. And my photo's been that for probably at least a year or two. So like these Uber drivers, every time I get in the car, they're probably like, what? No, no, that's not Zach.
Or they're like, wow, he lost weight.
Yeah, they're like, good for him, man. Look at this guy go. What's a laugh out loud movie scene? Every time you see it, you still laugh out loud? Or you got to stop and watch?
This is so specific, but there's a scene in Austin Powers Goldmember where it's like a crowd scene in a Japanese city. And there's like a giant thing, and it's like the bit is they can't say Godzilla because it's copyrighted. So they're like, you know, this, that, and the other. But it's not the scene that makes me laugh. In the background, they had put one of the extras in a little Charmander costume. And him trying to run in that Charmander costume, literally, I would rewind it and just be crying laughing.
Godzilla! It looks like Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Still, we should run like it is Godzilla!
Though it isn't.
Ah! One of my favorite movies is the Onion movie. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's basically, it's like the Babylon Bee out on Twitter. It's just a parody news thing, and they made a movie of it. It's so wild. But the whole movie is the funniest thing. Like, if I was a millionaire, I would pay good money to bring that back. But they have like a scene, they're like Toyota has decided to remove the neck belts from cars after it's been known to cause decapitations. And then it cuts to the scene of people putting neck belts on in the car. The mom's like, look, daddy's home. And he's like, hi, daddy. The daughter runs out. And then it just barely hits the car with a fender bender. And the head just goes, psh. Funny one I saw on Twitter, too, was... or not really funny, but interesting. I saw on Twitter that a couple in Florida got married, and they paid $550 to have penguins walk them down the aisles.
That's adorable.
Which was cute. And then I saw their flyer, though, for it, and like it had the prices and everything. But some of the stuff was wild, the other animals you could get. So for $200, you could get a tank of jellyfish to go down, walk you down the aisle at your wedding. Or for $400, you could get a 6-foot Bernese python. Or for $200, you could have a pet alligator walk you down the aisle. That's the most Florida thing.
I wonder how high-end Vegas escorts feel about that. Because they're literally having sex or, you know, doing sex acts with strangers.
Yeah.
For that amount of money that a penguin is being paid to walk a redneck down the aisle.
These escorts should just invest in penguins.
I mean,
two penguins, that's...
Seems we're in the wrong business.
Yeah, we're in the wrong business here. If we just go get a couple penguins...
Don't sell your body, sell penguin bodies. That's really where the money's at.
Or maybe we go get some, like, ducks from the park. Because it's not... I don't know if it's illegal, but you could just go to the park and get ducks.
I'm pretty sure if you picked up a wild duck, that'd be illegal. There has to be some law against that.
I don't know, I got a couple. You fly all the way to Australia to see the last kangaroo, but it turns out it's extinct, but they have a dog that does a backflip, but it costs $300 to see the dog. Do you see the dog?
No.
No? You just fly back?
Yeah, fuck that dog.
You don't want to see the dog do a backflip?
Fuck Australia. Fuck this weird government where I can either watch a dog flip or a kangaroo or fly home. Why can't I just go to Sydney and sit on the beach?
But you could sit on the beach watching a dog backflip. That'd be fun.
I've seen a dog backflip. Everybody's seen America's Got Talent.
Which would you rather happen? You walk downstairs and you see your dog eating a bowl of cereal, like milking it and all with a spoon, super cute. Or you come downstairs and your dog says to you, nobody's going to believe you in English.
I mean, truthfully, the nobody's going to believe you, just because I would be satisfied to know my animal could speak to me. And also nobody believes me about a lot of things. So that doesn't really bother me.
That's just usual.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm into astrology. That doesn't.
See, I wish Kurt was here. Me and Kurt are pretty heated on that debate for that question. He thinks the dog is scary. Your dog saying no one is going to believe you. He thinks the dog gonna kill you or something. Like,
yeah, but also Bill Murray says that to people when he meets them in public. So yeah. I mean, Bill Murray's not scary.
True.
I saw a story on Bill Murray that he got arrested for weed on a plane because he was telling people, like, while waiting to board the plane, that he had a bomb in his suitcase, just practicing bits, and then they arrested him for a bomb and they found his weed instead.
Oh, Bill.
I was like, what a way to get caught.
For real.
Oh, here's another money question. You were offered $5 million, but you must spend a week locked inside a coffin. Do you take the challenge?
No!
There'll be air in the coffin.
No! No fucking way! I have gotten to an age in my life where, yes, I want money, but I am barely participating in capitalism. So the idea that I would lock myself in a coffin, risk going insane for the rest of my life for $5 million, nah.
What if it was a room instead of a coffin? Just a dark room?
I could do a dark room. I have depression. I've been locked in a dark room for a week voluntarily, so.
I already do that. Where's my money?
Yeah, give me the check.
Yeah, I like to say I think I would try to do it, but I don't know if I could.
No fucking way.
That's just too claustrophobic. Everyone
thinks they can, but no fuck.
Just thinking about it, even if it was like an elevator, just like that size, that'd be too small of a room. Would you rather a genie gives you 3 wishes or 3 minutes of unlimited wishes?
3 minutes of unlimited wishes.
3 minutes of unlimited.
Yeah, I'd go ham. It would be so easy for me. I can talk so fast. Aladdin was my favorite Disney movie growing up, so I literally thought about what my wishes would be since I was 4 years old.
You're like, I'm ready to go.
I got him chambered, dude. Yeah. I'm ready.
I like to think I'd be stressed out on that scenario. I'd be like, oh, crap, what do I wish for? What do I wish for? Like, a new house, a car. I'm like, what do I wish for? I got to help Kurt out. What do I get Kurt? A giraffe? No, why did I get him a giraffe? I don't know.
You would panic.
I'm just panicking, wishing for stuff.
See, I think my first... the first wish should always be... I wish that every day for the rest of my life, $1,000 gets deposited in my bank account. That's my first wish.
That's a good one.
Then my second wish would be, I wish that every single person in the world who doesn't have what they need has what they need. Mm-hmm. And then my third, except for the evil ones, that would be my asterisk. And then my third wish would immediately, and see, it's not even been a minute yet. And I'm already 3 wishes down.
And you've already gone.
I'm getting at least 9 wishes.
You're like, I'm getting my money's worth there.
Yeah.
Easy. All right. A wizard arrives at modern day Earth and he declares that he will resurrect one person from the dead. Who do you think wins if, like, the world has to vote on it? And who do you vote for?
Only one person?
Only one person. It's like an election, the whole world.
I think we would probably... That's hard to say because almost everyone that we've idolized, especially as Americans, is now been uncovered to be pretty terrible people. So
yeah,
maybe like Bob Ross.
Bob Ross, that we might resurrect him actually.
I could see him getting a lot of votes.
You know what? It's going to be Betty White. That's who it's going to be.
Betty White. Oh, yep. I bet you're right there. Betty White.
Yeah, Betty White will win hands down. It'll be unanimous. The whole world will be like, bring her back.
No, actually, you know who's going to win? Harambe.
Oh, Harambe.
That would be the one for the meme. Everybody be like, Harambe, bring him back.
That, yeah, actually, I think Reddit could get the world to get on board with Harambe.
Do you have any good dad jokes?
No, I hate dad jokes. My husband loves them. It's like my life is just walking around being like, God, I'm starving. And my husband's like, I'm starving. I'm Steve. That's my whole life. Dad jokes are not my jam. No. For real.
All right. Would you rather live in a world with no doors or no headphones?
Oh,
like one of the two just doesn't exist for everybody.
No headphones.
No headphones.
Yeah, what the fuck? No doors. Just not.
Well, nobody's got doors then, at least. So, you know, it evens out.
But then you're just vulnerable. How would you sleep? I couldn't sleep if I didn't have a locked door.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I could barely sleep on the road, if I'm in a hotel room, I have to like put up like a suitcase and a chair in front of the door.
Oh yeah, you're right. That'd be terrible staying in a hotel.
Yeah, you're just people's kids are coming in your room. Hey, yeah. Mister, why does your face look like that? Get out of my room, kid.
Like, not your room. You'd have to make a door with your suitcases, just piling everything up, like you said.
Yeah. No headphones for sure. No headphones. Tell me in public because people already don't use headphones in public and I want to murder them.
Yeah, the light rail, that'd be miserable in public. But I mean, that'd be better indoors.
Gym would be terrible. I would hate it.
Oh God. Just everybody listening to their own music. Just blasting.
But no doors is way worse.
All right. Would you rather live in a country music video for the rest of your life or a rap music video?
Oh, a rap music video, hands down. In a country music video, there's all the mud and there's always like something sad happening. In a rap music video, even in the sad ones, there's still parties. They're just in slower motion.
True.
It's like I would be partying. Champagne would be getting poured on me. Yep. Yeah, definitely the rap video.
I was thinking country for the parties, like in a big, nice, happy country video, not those sad ones.
Okay, if it's a happy country music, but I still am going to pick a rap music video because they're at a rap music video, they're always like by a pool and there's always like everybody's dressed nice. In a country music video at the party, it's like sometimes it's like in a music video, it's like people at a bonfire. And I did that already. I grew up in rural Nevada.
You're like, I don't need to do that again.
Yeah.
It's the end of the world. What song do you want to be playing?
I've had this question asked before and I don't, it's probably would depend because every moment of my life that it would change depending on how I'd feel. But if it's about the vibe, if it's about end of the world vibes and cultivating an end of the world vibe, I think it would either have to be that song from the end of Fight Club.
Okay.
Or something very like heavy, like Coheed and Cambria, Welcome Home or something like that.
Yeah. For me, I was thinking, what was it? REM, End of the World. That's an easy one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
The Final Countdown.
That's a good one too.
The other one I was thinking was, what's the song? The Transformers song, the Linkin Park one.
Oh, yeah.
That's how the world should go out to that. Yes. With Optimus Prime.
That's actually, I like the Linkin Park one.
That or it'd be a troll if it was my idea. It'd be like a Rickroll.
Yeah. Well, if I was going to troll the world with the end of the world song, it would be like something like The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow.
As the world's just burning, everybody's like, God damn it. Last question of the episode here. Would you rather fight 10 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
10 duck-sized horses.
You're in like a grass field, hand to hand.
So to be fair, duck-sized ducks are pretty vicious. So a horse-sized duck is disturbing and ducks will eat anything. So a duck would probably swallow you whole. So I would probably go for the duck-sized horses because I have size on them.
That's what I'm saying. I could jump on them like Mario, you know?
Yeah.
Like you get on one and boom, you just bounce one to one and take them all out.
Yeah, I feel like I could just smash them like, you know, like a rat, like in a basement or something. Like, yeah. Whereas I feel like a horse-sized duck would be so terrifying. I would probably, my fight, flight or freeze would kick in and I would just freeze.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People underestimate that. Like, I'm already scared of like a geese coming at me.
And yeah, geese are horrible.
You make a duck that size?
Geese
oh my
so
God.
So horrifying. I am so terrified of geese.
Yeah, I hate geese.
They're vicious. They're mean. They're really mean. If people haven't been around them, if you go anywhere near where they're at, they'll literally come after you.
They're like a gang. They own that territory. They're like, this is our area. What are you doing over here, Holmes?
Yes. Swans are the same way, too. We act like they're all lovey-dovey.
Or like another crazy one, too. I saw pelicans. They eat ducks whole. Like they just swallow baby ducks.
No!
Yeah.
That's horrifying!
I saw a video, it's terrifying. Like, it's just fucking the ducks kicking around in the mouth, and I'm like, oh my God. Oh, I'm like, I'm scared of pelicans now.
Pelicans are terrifying.
What if those things became huge? That'd be scary.
Oh, that would be the worst, because that's literally, like, my nightmare. I hate the ocean. I think that, like, the Jonah and the whale story as a kid really fucked me up, because I have this, like, deep-rooted fear of being swallowed whole. Mm-hmm. and being live digested. And so it was like a recurring nightmare as a kid. And so I hate the ocean because I know there's whales in there, and something that big that could swallow me whole genuinely terrifies me.
Yeah, you're like, forget that.
Fuck that. No way.
No way.
And that's what a pelican would be, a horse-sized pelican.
And it'd be flying around. You'd have to be watching the sky all the time. That's scary.
You're in your pool.
Yeah.
You're outside. You'd have to get like one of those vests they have for like chihuahuas, you know, to like protect them from coyotes. You'd have one of those every time you go outside. You got to put on your porcupine vest to protect you from the pelicans.
Everybody gets air tags implanted in their arms just in case. Yeah.
I want to see that instead of Planet of the Apes. Planet of the Pelicans.
Oh, terrifying. Birds are innately gorgeous and terrifying. I love birds, but they terrify me.
That's all for this episode of the podcast. Don't forget to drop a like and subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify, check us out on YouTube. We're giving away a toaster at 10K subscribers. Anything you want to shout out, Jocelyn? It'll be linked on screen and down below.
You're giving away a toaster?
We're giving away a toaster. We're going to sign it too.
Why a toaster?
It's a toaster, baby. Do you not have a toaster? It's going to be a nice one.
I have a toaster. Okay, I'm not going to ask.
It's going to be a brand new one. You'll like it. You'll want to get in the giveaway.
I'm going to get in on it.
Dual slice.
Please follow me on everything at Jocelyn Sharp. It's Jocelyn Sharp, like a sharp knife. I'm traveling all over the country all the time doing shows. Please go to jocelynsharp.com and support live local comedy in your local area.